I guess I can start with just giving you an overview of the game. I was really pleased with the effort of our football team in all three phases tonight. I asked the guys to go out there, and we had players out there who are going to be active members of our team next week, and they went out and gave it up for the cause tonight. We had guys that are actively competing to make this team that play tonight as well, obviously, and they laid it on the line as well. And then we've got guys who won't be with us, but gave themselves another opportunity to play in the NFL because they played very hard. They played well throughout. So I'm excited about what I saw out there tonight with the group that played, and I think that, you know, all of us feel a part of what they did tonight. You never want to lose a game anytime, but I think we got a lot out of the game from that standpoint. I was also pleased with the play of both quarterbacks. I thought Jordan and Trent played sufficiently to help us win and did a lot of good things. Jordan moved the team. We had a couple of penalties that slowed us up and inhibited us from finishing drives. But overall, I thought he played very well. Credit Matt Kavanaugh. Matt spent a lot of time with him the last week and a half to get him ready, and with Trent. And I thought the results were very good tonight, and the team stepped up and did some good things when Jordan was in the game. It was good to have the kick at the end of the game. Robbie hit it really, really well, just missed it. But overall, as I said to the team, we're going to put the preseason behind us now, and everybody's got to get their attention on next week, and that'll start soon. I don't think anybody played themselves out of the roster. I think there's going to be, you know, two or three very difficult decisions tomorrow based on, you know, the play of some guys today. And I don't want to be specific right now, but I just want to, you know, we're just going to, you know, wait it out in the morning, early morning. We'll make some final decisions after a night's sleep. But I thought the guys who were in a position to win a job on this football team, you know, have made it very difficult going into tomorrow. Yeah, that's fair. You know, it's sort of a rite of passage for rookies to play in the fourth preseason game. DJ situation, you know, obviously, if DJ was healthy and had been playing, we would have probably played Jonathan. Without a middle linebacker right now to replace Jonathan, we felt we had to keep him out. So that was number one. On the other side of it, we just feel that Kyle and both Jordan have really played well and practiced well, and you know, going into next week, unless things change, it looks like they'll be there at the guard and tackle position. We'll make some final decisions on Monday, but it looks like, you know, they've proven that they have the first shot. Yeah, I mean, what you see when he does well is what we've seen in practice, and you've watched during training camp and during the practices that you've been able to see. And as I've said many times, you know, standing up here, you know, there's a light there. And when that light switch goes on, he's got a chance to be a very good player. We got a tough decisions to make, and certainly, you know, Fendi's going to be in the mix when we make these decisions because of what he showed tonight again and what he's shown in practice. But I just can't say how this thing is going to. We're trying to find the best 53. There's a lot of different ways we can work the numbers, and Fendi will be part of that decision. Joe Anderson's was the same Joe Anderson we saw all during training camp, playing hard, playing fast, and being very efficient, catching the football. He showed it again tonight. He made plays, made some awkward catches. Everything we saw in practice, he's proven he can do, you know, under the lights, no doubt about it. And, you know, he's right there in the mix, and there'll be some tough decisions in this 53, but I think, you know, regardless of what happens there, he's shown he certainly can play in this league. We don't have a set recipe. We have the formulas for different numbers at different positions to make up the 53. Will there be X amount of linebackers and X amount of tight ends? Will there, you know, how we handle the safety corner position? Will we have, you know, 5 and 5 or 6 and 4? Will there be 7? You know, we those are all the things that go into it, and it's really all about finding the best 53. Yeah, I thought they were very engaged. You know, it's tough to maintain your focus for 3.5 hours during the course of the game, but it started out strong. It picked up. The guys, you know, took the time to sit down. It was all about football. I thought it was businesslike throughout. Very difficult to keep your attention for that long, to sponsor and to be a cheerleader on the sideline. But I thought the guys were really good with the players. And when they came off from the side, they talked to them. I know the guys that didn't play, they knew what the plays were. They were taking reps just like they were in practice, watching the game and watching what the players at their position were doing. And I thought it was a very supportive sideline tonight. No, the offense is in. There'll be variations as we move through the season, but the offense is in. And as I said last week, standing up in Oakland, that you know those things universally change throughout the league. You know, as the season moves on, you find different things that you do well, and then you work in those areas to try to find new ways to do the same things because you know you do them well. That's how we'll approach it. But we've got I think a very good foundation. On the offensive side of the ball, a lot of different ways we can go with our personnel groupings and the things that Jay can do and the talent around him can do as well. And it'll all start up front. It's going to start up front with the line of scrimmage and not only developing the kind of run game to utilize Matt and our running backs, but also to protect Jay and allow him to do what we think he can do, and that's throw the football and throw it accurately and get it to the right guys in the right place.